This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, tell me when you're ready so we can begin. I am ready. Okay. To count of three. Good evening, Mrs. Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, our theme is tribute to Dr. Tiller, victim of terrorism. We are going to do our tribute to him as planned since the day it happened a couple of weeks ago. And we've covered this a bit on the previous two shows. And tonight, it's going to be the main focus and the theme of the show. Got a great playlist, a lot to cover, and we're going to be on every Sunday this month, no time off, because we're accumulating so much great stuff. And we'll also get some laughs and some relief and comic relief and some thinking, and of course a lot of great tunes. We're going to start off with a track by the Dead Boys entitled "I Don't Wanna Be No Catholic Boy." I just wanna have some fun.
least it was some reprieve from the fucking Pope, which I had had enough of the Pope, all right? The Pope who really held on. He really held on. He wasn't going anywhere. He's just like hanging on. Like, and the press could not wait for him to die. They're just like waiting outside that whole Saturday when he died. But he wouldn't die all day. They're just like waiting, like, he's not dead yet. But he might be when we come back from this commercial. Who was so sick that he couldn't even come to the window. Like, he was so sick, all he could do was manage a but even that was anti-gay. You know, like, the Pope talked so much shit. The Pope was castigating the media for making gays look normal. Yeah, you a real good judge, a normal, with your gold dress. And your matching gold hats. Living up in a Vatican with 500 men. Surrounded by the finest antiques in the world. Queen, please. Like Versace did. But now they found a new pope. I don't know how they do that. They get all the cardinals together and they play Vatican Idol. They look around to see who has the most liver spots. Oh, that guy. And that guy goes on and he puts on a dress to judge people. Being Pope is a lot like being a drag queen. It's just like this whole weird focus on religion is just making me crazy. Like, all that shit about fucking Terry Schiavo. Like, every time I see Terry Schiavo on television, I would just be upset, because I would think this is a private family matter and I have no right to intrude on this. You know, this is none of my business. And all I can say is, if that was me, oh, you better kill me. I will find a way to kill you. I will stare at you with my one good eye. Until you kill yourself. And it was making me so sick, all these right-to-lifers going on and on about the sanctity of life when they could give a shit about the fact that there have been soldiers in Iraq for 2 years with no exit strategy. All of this news, this barrage of information, is all there to distract us from the fact that George Bush is actually president. I was watching the election on television, and it was great to see states go either red or blue. I thought, well, that's convenient. Now we have a color-coded map to where all the stupid people are. People wanted to be depressed that George Bush won, but we don't know what kind of president John Kerry would have been. We don't know if he would have been good. We have no idea, but we know that George Bush is going to fuck it up. We are totally prepared. I met John Kerry at the very beginning of his campaign, and talking to him is like talking to an ant. You know, the tree people from Lord of the Rings. Hate George Bush. Like, I just think he's just fucked. Like, he's so fucked. I want to send him poppers and Crisco.
Come on, please. Darling,
you look adorable. I can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
Who tells us that God is cool? Who's the first teacher at an all-boys school? The man with the sticky Bible, Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Who hugs his son but not your daughter? Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Santa dogs at Jesus' fetus. Santa dogs at Jesus' fetus. Has no presence in the future.
In the future.
Lurching in the slitting seam, the soonness in the slits. Sending in the slitting seam, the soonness in the slits. Sending in the slitting seam, the soonness in the slits. Sending in the slitting seam, the soonness in the slits. Raging in the raging sea, we're slowly set at sea.
Ring, 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 ring.
Sponsored by the
friend of the show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex at Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio For All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal-worshipping, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
Yes, the name of the island.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for that often used introduction of most shows of the last 8 or so years. And the only thing you didn't hear in that recording, of course, was the set list for the first set of tonight's songs. So here goes. You heard MDC doing Founding Fathers and their anti-Nazi song, Nazis Shouldn't Drive, which was written after one of the big Nazi leaders got in a big car crash. And hence the part, Look Out for That Tree. A pretty funny song. Before MDC, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Poxy Bogards did Santa Dog. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. And that's from the Spit CD series. And that edition of Spit is entitled America's Sweetheart. Ghetto Priest did Masters of Deception. Margaret Cho did The Pope and Terry Schiavo from her Assassin CD, and started off with the Dead Boys doing I Don't Want to Be No Catholic Boy. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Tribute to Dr. Tiller, Victim of Terrorism. And I want to thank the live guests from last week's show, Darren Deicide, his roadie slash masturbator, and Jared Taylor Lord, who also performed live and helped with the pedophile priest pundits theme as well. The show, including the live music, recorded perfectly and is uploaded at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. And we linked the direct link to that show at reverendbookburn.com, updated today. It recorded everything much better than expected, including the song that all of us sang at the beginning, the new Amy Grant theme song, Amazing Lovemaking. And you can hear all of that at will at any time. And let's see. There was a question about the last show about the pedophile priest pundits, and the idea came from not just the things that they say and the things that that moronic Father Pabon of Priests for Life say in public, but the statements themselves are a bit pathetic enough, but the idea came from the question, why have these fuckers as news commentators on Fox or worse, well, there is no worse, or Fox or something else that sucks. And, yeah, it's like kind of like asking Chester the Molester, you know, or some other total fucknut, oh, well, what do you think about the issues of today? Or would you care to comment on that new incident in the news? So that was where the idea came from. And so the show went off pretty well, and even the live music recorded perfectly. And we got kind of heavy towards the end, despite all the partying and how toasted the guests were. There was actually some serious and substantive discussion late in the show, and we're going to touch on some of that later because it's relevant to tonight's show. And so we're going to reaffirm some of the basics that the anti-choice movement and their leaders, including the assholes, in particular the leaders of a group called Operation Rescue, who lie and say that they represent peaceful means, actually have an extensive history of violence, and these leaders have an extensive history of churning out Al-Qaeda types and suicide bomber types who are willing to fuck up their own lives to commit acts of terrorism when they're very mentally ill religious leaders whip them up with hate and spurn them into action. The anti-choice movement has a history of terrorism that exceeds 25 years and affected Dr. Tiller as well. He was one of the recipients of a clinic bombing, one of the many recipients of those. And there was an attempt on his life in 1993 when another anti-abortion terrorist, Rochelle Shannon, shot him, ending up hitting him in both arms. He checked himself out of the hospital and returned to his clinic the next day. So the basics are Dr. Tiller is one of the greats and stood up for principle. He not only provided a very valuable service, but he was dedicated and principled. So the anti-abortion movement represents terrorism. Dr. Tiller represented one of the better doctors. It is a reminder that basic freedoms need to remain. In fact, they need to be improved upon, meaning the right to safe and legal contraception, the right to safe and legal abortion, the right to emergency contraception, especially for victims of abuse and rape, and the life-saving service of late-term abortion, which is absolutely essential. There's fewer and fewer providers. Fortunately, there's groups like Medical Students for Choice who are inspiring people in a profession where more and more people choose not to face all of the harassment and terrorism by going into reproductive medicine. But late-term abortion needs to be defended and available. And that brings up another basic. That clinic in Wichita, which has been permanently closed down by Dr. Tiller's family, needs to be replaced somewhere by somebody, and we are actually willing to have some kind of role in it. If it's bringing certain parties together or whatever it takes, or even going out there for a brief period of time, we are willing to do what it takes to help make that happen. So these are the basics and things that we want to touch on, however much time that is permitted. And we want to emphasize that the religious right wing and their defenders, and the assholes on Fox, all kinds of pundits and columnists and the like, are not only a reminder that it is necessary to take a stand in defense of reproductive freedom and for full birth control and abortion rights, but a reminder to not let your mind be controlled by crazy cultists. It's easier to understand when you see people who are different than in this culture, people who are gullible to listen to the crazed leaders of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. It's easier for people on this half of the world to say, that's really fucking nuts. That's really foolish. That is the opposite of thinking for yourself. That's the opposite of living in any kind of healthy way, in any kind of fun and pleasurable way. That is as sick as a human can go. And it's similar, in fact, it's pretty much exactly the same as following the leaders in this culture who simply shave, use a different book, manipulate rather than bark orders, but whip up hatred, scapegoat entire classes of people, scapegoat women, scapegoat people who do not live the lifestyle that they pretend to live, a life of abstinence and abstinence before marriage, and even more laughably, and there really is a workshop that some of these fucknuts do, abstinence within marriage. And of course, their leaders have been caught time and time again at whether it was the late D.C. Madam's brothel or another place or their affairs, the many affairs of Randall Terry, and all kinds of evangelist and religious right leaders. So they don't even live up to their insane words. But it is unhealthy. It is unhealthy to restrict your rights, and it is also unhealthy to restrict your life, to be sexually repressed, to be internally conflicted by how you live your life, who your partner is or who your partners are, which gender or genders they are, whether you do it on a trapeze or whatever else. And a lot of people, conditioned guilt and all kinds of whacked double standards can affect their lives, even if they are living more freely than their religious right-wing neighbors. And one of the goals of the show, like we were saying with Darren and gang last week, is to deprogram as much of the shit as possible, all of the negative conditioning, all of the programming to be sexually repressed or to be intellectually repressed and constricted by these people, kind of a reverse evolution, if you will, that these people cause. We're trying to reverse that and deprogram to the fullest extent possible and making it as much fun and humorous and musical and hot and juicy as we can possibly make the process. So you are healthy if you are living with a consenting adult or adults, no matter what the genders or what the practices are. You are healthy if you are not being dictated to by anyone else, but especially political or religious leaders. And you are healthy if you exercise your rights instead of saying, oh, well, there's a group of fanatical cult zealots who would object to me exercising that right. Another thing we want to be on the show from the very beginning, it's been one of our functions, is to provide a resource so that no matter what kind of idiotic repressive laws the spineless liberal Democrats compromise on, you know, in their search for common ground, no matter what the repression is, no matter what the restrictions are, to be a resource for how you can get whatever services you need, no matter what insane laws they pass. All right, we're going to get back to this. There's other stuff to cover before the next set of tunes. Let's see, we have two birthdays, one of which is Liberté, a longtime book burner and local friend. So happy birthday to Liberty, and hello to family and friends. And happy birthday to Dr. Susan Block of The Great Susan Block Show, and a fantastic example of a sex positive and somebody who is healthy and does not preach like the knuckleheads of Dr. Laura or the Family Research Council or lately the Sarah Palin crowd. There's a lot of brilliant people there. Dr. Susan Block, sex positive. Her blogs are at drsusanblock.com/blog. Happy birthday to you. It was fun. It's been about 6 or 7 years, but it was fun to be a live guest on your show in Los Angeles and hopefully you will continue doing what you do so well and providing hot and brilliant entertainment. We did a lot of serious themes, and tonight is a serious theme as well. We're going to do a show next Sunday night that is more in the fun mode and in a celebration mode, and there is something to celebrate as well. We are doing the theme Pot and Porn, a celebration, and it's already grown into a life of its own since we started planning this. Mr. Scott, Pastor Horrormaster, and John the Craptist, and myself. So there might be two editions of that, but next week, June 21st, is Pot and Porn, a celebration, and that might spill into a part two on the last Sunday of this month. And people are coming out of the woodwork and saying, oh, I want to be a guest on that show. And that just might happen, and we may be introducing you to Mother Teresa, but that's not confirmed, so I probably shouldn't say it. But we're hoping to get Mother Teresa either next Sunday night or the one after that as we celebrate Pod and Porn on the show and get back to the more fun things to do. And I want to give a plug while I'm thinking of it. There are two new books by the great Paul Krasner, and he has been, if you're not familiar with him, he's been a writer since the 1950s. He was one of the greats during the 1960s, publisher of The Realist, a co-founder of the Yippies with Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin, and activist, friend of the Politicos, friend of the Grateful Dead, friend of the Fugs, friend of Timothy Leary, friend of Allen Ginsberg, an incredible writer and comedian. And he has two brand new books that are out and are already highly recommended, and it's going to be possible to win copies of both in our prank the anti-choice movement contest. The first book is Who's to Say What's Obscene? Politics, Culture, and Comedy in America Today, and that has a foreword by Arianna Huffington. And the second book is In Praise of Indecency, Dispatches from the Valley of Porn. And both are at his website, Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. And we also have a link to those books at reverendbookburn.com. And also we link Kink Magazine. And I'm not in the current issue, but in a forthcoming issue, there will be a column and possibly a string of columns by Reverend Bookburn in Kink Magazine. More on that as news unfolds. Let's get back to the music and play a song by an artist. We're not sure who does this. Somebody wrote once and said that Joan Osborne did it, but it's a parody. It's very funny. We love it. A listener sent it a few years ago, and it seemed just right for tonight. This is, whoever this is, singing, What If God Smokes Cannabis?
If God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story?
sits and smokes alone.
Bitch, get right on the X. Get it hooked right on X. Fuck on the check, right to the neck. Go right, Fox, right to the left. They can't fuck, burn his chest. Put his feet, try to regret. Back to the home, not on his rep. They think a bitch got my rep. Three niggas, four BK to the death. They don't give a fuck, kill the book, make it. Fuck the blog, it's crazy. Pop magnums, got a case of X5. Been still spend big faces, big crown, brown, those places. You know what you do? You can lick, really lick me from my ass to my clit. And the rubber, up on my clit. Let it, let it, let it,
wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move, down to the, down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I wanna leave. But I gotta, lick, lick, what's your face?
Wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna, from the bed, down to the, down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I wanna leave. But I gotta, lick, 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 no, what's your face?
And John the Craptist, and it's an honor to pay a tribute to Dr. Tiller, who was very brave and at the very least deserving a show like this tonight, and a kind of a mourning, if you will, of the people responsible for his demise. And now, having said that, we're going to play a very special song by Jefferson Airplane from one of their later albums, Long John Silver. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing the Son of Jesus.
Reborn. Young Jesus raised him long. this is an exciting inauguration of a new feature called Sergeant Bill O'Reilly's Tales of Combat. And once again, I'm going to play this just this gem we found on from O'Reilly's show. Let's play that, Chris.
I tell you what, I've been in combat. I've seen it. I've been close to it. And if my unit is in danger and I got a captured guy and the guy knows where the enemy is and I'm looking him in the eye, the guy better tell me.
Or else.
That's all I'm going to tell you. He better tell me. If it's life or death, he's going first.
Tough. Tough. Now here's a caller. Caller calls in.
Roger, Portland, Oregon. What say you, Roger?
Yeah, hey, Bill. Bill, first things first. You just said that you've been in combat, but you've never been in the military, have you?
No, I have not.
Now, why do you say you've been in combat?
Why do I say that, Roger? Because I was in the middle of a couple of firefights in South and Central America.
But you're a media guy.
Yeah, a media guy with a pen, not a gun. And people were shooting at me, Roger.
Because people might think that you actually were in the military.
We don't want to mislead anybody, but I made it quite clear in many, many circumstances.
We are.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Roger, you know what? You can take your little fair and balanced snip remark and shove it, okay? You're not getting on his air. And you, Mr. Macho Man, would have never come close to anything that I've done down where I've been, okay? So take a walk and, enough said.
Well, man, I mean, down where he's been, man. So this is great. This now it's our first time presenting. Air America is pleased to present Sergeant Bill O'Reilly's Tales of Combat. Name's O'Reilly. This is my story. Time dawn. The air is hot and sticky. Smell of war hangs heavy all around base camp. Well, war, bacon, and oatmeal. It's chow time in the correspondent's dining room. The air conditioner's out. I see men, good men, men I've laughed and cried with, sweating in their Cheerios. It's a sight I'll never forget. The yolk of my eggs Benedict breaks. As the waiter sets it down, I'm hit with yolk. I touch it. I can't believe it. I've been hit. The yolk is hot. Hotter than I thought it would be. No time even to dab it with a wet cloth. Not here on the front lines. I press on. My table wobbles. I try desperately to place a matchbook under a leg, but no go. I ignore it. I eat. With every bite, I think to myself, will this be the last Eggs Benedict I'll ever taste? I take a moment. I order one to go, just in case. My unit is about to head out into the steaming, un-air-conditioned jungles of Central America. It's my last time in the big show. Tomorrow, I'm heading home. As I stepped outside the tent, I knew I was crazy to even think about going out there. My laptop had crashed the night before. I could just imagine what my producer would say. No laptop? That's crazy, O'Reilly, they'd say to me. How can you file your story? Hold on, buddy. I'd scoff and reply, it's me, O'Reilly. I'll get you your story. I didn't win two Peabody's for backing away from hard assignments, laptop or no laptop. I grab a reporter's best friends, paper and a pencil. I hear, we're moving out. I join my hard-bitten group of battle-hardened grunts. I pull tight my Kevlar vest, strap on my helmet, let my belt out a couple of notches. I've been putting on a few pounds. The dessert buffet is deadly. I get in the van, head out. Soon the sounds of combat fill my ears. DVD in the band was playing Saving Private Ryan. I could feel every bullet. Then we're here at the front. I hear, O'Reilly, get down! Too late. I hit my head on a tree branch. A firefight ensues. Rebels hit the dirt. Jets stray from overhead. I take the loofahs off the fallen bodies of the enemy.
Someday I'll use them against their evil women. This is not the time for mildly erotic daydreams. It's time to do my job. I start to write my story. My pencil breaks. I'm defenseless. I hear goop troops coming my way. I dive into a thicket. I run, not out of wimpiness, but to draw the fire of the rebels away from my boys. Around the corner, and I'm face to face with an enemy reporter. I'm looking down the Ruskies number two pencil, number two lead pencil, Kalashnikov number two lead pencil, my friend. The sharpest pencil in the world. I'm not gunned. No time to ask questions. Time to act. It's me or him. I pick me. I snap his pencil in two. More like bend it. It's a really well-made pencil. He comes at me. I don't kill the man, but I'm sure he's wishing for death. I call him a bozo jerk-off and refuse to answer his questions or respond to his taunts. My fellow reporters surround me. They lift me on their shoulders. I won. I'll never forget that day. The day I served my country. The day I was the greatest person in war history.
Agent Orange doing Secret Agent Man. Al Franken did Bill O'Reilly's Tales of Combat from the Al Franken Show Party album. Dirt did Slaughterhouse Rock from the Benefit compilation CD. This is the Animal Liberation Front. Jefferson Airplane did The Son of Jesus from the Long John Silver release. Ludacris, with his guests Furt, Trina, Shauna, and Foxy Brown, did What's Your Fantasy, and started off with Artist Unknown doing What If God Smokes Cannabis. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the tribute to Dr. Tiller, victim of terrorism. And there is just so much to say in response to his assassination by an anti-choice terrorist. And we covered the basics, and we did a primary point, which is to call for a replacement clinic or something that some kind of role to kind of prompt that into happening so that late-term abortions are more accessible to more women, hopefully with not that much of a demand in travel. And it's also important to say that the corporate media is full of pundits, not just Fox, which is extreme and three or four beats below the tabloids, but the corporate media allows all these pundits who are being proven to be not only whacked but dangerous, and it's not just O'Reilly. A lot of these people were condemning the Department of Homeland Security report, which who finally did something right, and they did a report on the growing threat of right-wing terrorism, meaning by anti-abortion groups, religious extremists, and of course the racist white power and Nazi kind of groups that were that are out there. And these people kind of look like bigger assholes after something happens. First, there was the assassination of Dr. Tiller, and then there was the shooting at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. by suspect. Is he a suspect, or is he, or do you just say he did it? I ask these stoner heads who are at the controls. We'll say suspect in case you have to. Suspect James Von Braun, who has a history of anti-Semitism, Holocaust denial, racist hatred, and for a long time a very, very sick fuck. And he fits the definition of terrorism, as does Scott Roeder, who was charged with Dr. Tiller's killing, which is the killing of a civilian for political purposes. So, like the Contras, like Reagan's Contras in Angola as well, like all people who kill civilians for their political tasks, like Al-Qaeda, that is a terrorist. That's the difference between a terrorist and somebody who just goes nuts in this culture and goes off and pops a lot of people. That's a thug. But somebody with some kind of ideology or cultish belief system, that is a terrorist. And in the same way that O'Reilly's response to Dr. Tiller's assassination was something that made him, and this is incredible for him to achieve this, but that made him an even bigger asshole. After the Holocaust Museum shooting, Glenn Beck made himself a bigger retard by trying to say, I guess this is before he found out that the guy was a white power guy, or even after he found out. It's hard to say because Glenn Beck seems like somebody who should be in a straitjacket in a rubber room and given medication. But Glenn Beck, who's like uber-tard, was trying to say, oh, and he's connected to 9/11 truthers, and he's connected to the left, and he's connected to the Islamics, and all this other crazy shit. and giving more distortion and lies, which is of course trademark Fox shit. And he was one of the deniers of the Department of Homeland Security report on right-wing violence. Now, these were the people who laughed in response, who spoke in outrage. How dare you blast white power people and the anti-choice people who have a 30-year history of terrorism? How dare you say that there's a growing threat, which, of course, they are proven yet again to not only be wrong and full of shit, but deadly wrong and dangerous. I don't know what to say about James Braun that hasn't already been said, but one thing that I found interesting was that he had this website, Holy Western Empire, that where there were a lot of preparations to before he did a shooting. He transferred the websites, and they tried to cover this up, but it's pretty hard to do that on the internet. He transferred it on June the 1st, right before he did the killings, to Steve Reimink of West Isle of Michigan. And Reimink is a white power guy, and interestingly enough, his phone number turned out to be the same phone number as Patty Thompson, who was the official coordinator of the Ron Paul campaign in Michigan. And in case there's any book burners out there who still haven't fully realized that despite his positive statements, which I doubt that he means, about legalizing pot and stopping the war, that the guy is as fucking nuts as he seems to be. Patty Thompson, the Ron Paul campaign coordinator in Michigan, and believed to be the girlfriend of Steve Reimink, were the people who inherited the James Von Brunn websites. So that was a little bit of news that they didn't want people to know, because they went to great lengths to try to cover their tracks. But again, it's the internet, and that was found pretty quickly. Okay, we covered a lot of the anti-choice terrorism. In case people are not familiar with past anti-choice terrorism, there were a very tiny number of bombings, a handful of bombings after Roe versus Wade passed in 1973, and after birth control was legalized in 1972, thanks to Bill Baird and the Baird versus Eisenstadt case. Not many, but a handful. In the 1980s, with the rise of Ronald Reagan and Reverend Jerry Falwell, then the leader of the Moral Majority, and people who were pretty much sucking the glands of the anti-choice movement, they became more Taliban-like and a lot more Al-Qaeda-like. So, in effect, they may as well have been the same guys trained by Oliver North and all these CIA goons who were training Al-Qaeda to fight the Soviet war and inventing the holy war rhetoric and all that kind of crazy shit, the effects of which, of course, live on to this day. So there was a Taliban-like feel to the anti-choice movement. The harassment at clinics became more vicious and loud. Cars trashed, people stalked, people harassed, providers harassed at the home, and a sharp escalation of bombings. And the abduction of one doctor in 1982 and his wife, held for 3 weeks and freed in the name of the Army of God. A few suspect shootings that aren't even listed as violence against abortion doctors because they were never solved, and nobody was ever charged with the shootings. There was one in the 80s, and there was a shooting in 1991 in Missouri in which nobody died, but the administrator was paralyzed and two others were seriously wounded. And so they don't, when you read the statistics from a total retard group like NAF, the National Abortion Federation, they aren't even factoring in those kinds of incidents, kind of forgotten incidents. But in 1993, there was no mistaking that a man associated with white power and anti-choice activist John Burt in Pensacola, Florida, and his hardcore evangelical church, a man named Michael Griffin, shot Dr. David Gunn to death on March 10th, 1993. Later in 1993, Dr. Patterson, one of the guys who was filling in at the clinic where Dr. Gunn was murdered, he was murdered, and he's not listed in the statistics either, because they were trying to say, and when I say they, that includes police and law enforcement and even the big corporate choice groups that send fundraising letters every time somebody gets killed. Dr. Patterson was shot to death, and they were trying to say that it was a robbery and a street crime, although his wallet, his money, his expensive watch and jewelry were all on him. But somehow that became just a street crime and not an anti-choice terrorist committing yet another act of violence. Dr. Tiller was shot in both arms in 1993, and there was a call for the killings of more doctors, thanks to priest Father David Troche and evangelist Reverend Paul Hill, who started a group called Defensive Action. And Paul Hill ultimately, 1 year later, in 1994, shot Dr. Britton to death, also in Pensacola, Florida, and shot his security escort, James Barrett, to death, and wounded his wife, June. And that was in 1994. And thank you, independent escorts, not from the corporate groups, but thank you, independent escorts, who truly believe in what you're doing and not just trying to tank a fundraising machine and a membership list drive. Thank you, Clinic Defenders in Northeast Philadelphia, the Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, NROC, Raheel in Wisconsin, Baycor, and so many others, and the people who helped them, like ACT UP and other activists. And one escort, James Barrett, was killed during the assassination of Dr. Britton. A shooting at two clinics in December of 1994 in Brookline, Massachusetts, from John Salvi, also tied to anti-choice groups. They tried to lie and distance themselves from him. One killed in each clinic that he went to in Brookline, in both clinics, and several others wounded. Then you have white power, militia guy, anti-choice, anti-gay, Eric Rudolph, who did the bombing at the 1996 Olympics, bombed a clinic in Georgia, bombed a gay bar in Georgia, and then bombed a clinic in Birmingham where he killed the security guard, an off-duty police officer, and severely wounded nurse Emily Lyons. Dr. Slepian of Buffalo, New York, shot to death in 1998 by a James Kopp. And I'm probably going to forget some of this stuff, like, now that I'm you know, trying to recall all of this in my head, but there was act after act of violence. Michelle Shannon, who shot Dr. Tiller the first time in 1993, also complicit in several bombings of clinics on the West Coast, defended by people like Reverend Michael Bray, Donald Spitz, Andrew Burnett, and so many people, and connected to Operation Rescue and the U.S. Taxpayers Party and militias and white racist groups, and connected to this web of terror that was never treated as a network of terror, even after September 11th, when there was the invention of the Department of Homeland Security and this nationwide stand against terrorism. So when you hear statements from Randall Terry in Operation Rescue about how we've always been against this, that is believable as the white power leaders who said, we knew nothing about James von Braun's plans and we don't condone this and blah, blah, blah. And it's the same as the Taliban saying, oh, we didn't know nothing about September 11th and we don't condone what they did. It's a lie. And speaking of Al-Qaeda, we heard from Osama bin Laden, who is obviously very happy, and not only because the war effort was diverted into a war for oil profits in Iraq, but also because he's happy because Dr. Tiller was murdered, and to the accused killer of Dr. Tiller, Scott Roeder, Osama bin Laden wrote a letter, and he asked us to read it on tonight's show, and it is in horrible handwriting. So this is Osama bin Laden's letter to accused murderer Scott Roeder. Dear Mr. Roeder, I haven't been this happy since Oliver North taught us how to use advanced weapons during the Soviet war. Oh, America, you get more like us every day. It truly warmed my heart when you took godly action against Dr. George Tiller. You may be slightly misguided and using the wrong holy book, but you did a wonderful act. You killed somebody who deserved it and gave holy leaders more power to prompt death. That is important. People need to follow wise holy leaders to the very end. Your nation is getting better at it. You even follow commentators from television. Please remember that I love you. As a founding member of a pro-life organization, I truly jumped for joy when news of the killing reached my outhouse. My dear brother, you have a very impressive history with Operation Rescue. I love them. The Montana Freeman, and the other brilliant groups. I also love the response of your leaders. Randall Terry's and Father Pavone's messages after your holy deed were very similar to the Taliban's messages about us after September 11th. It is so true that great minds think alike. I love Terry and Pavone. We agree on practically everything. We are both obsessed with the fetus. We both believe in racial purity. We both hate gay people. We both want no separation between church and state. And needless to say, we do not believe that Dr. Tiller's clinic should reopen. Anyway, I wanted to communicate my highest admiration. Your picture is going to be on my hero wall next to the suicide bombers and pilots. Give my love to the militias. I'm off to a teabagging party now. Lots of love. Osama bin Laden, fellow pro-lifer. All right. We did his wish. We read the letter that he wrote to Scott Roeder at his request. And now we're going to play some more music. And in this set, we are going to attempt on this new equipment we've been playing with the last handful of shows to use the turntable. Yes, we're breaking out old Reverend Bookburn vinyl and going to attempt to play something on a turntable. But first, here is a very special song for the American Christian Taliban by the band Corrosion of Conformity. This is a track entitled Holier.
You're my Not bad, Nipper. Turn over.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
And how long has it been since your last confession,
Master? About 4 months, I guess, Father. I missed Mass about 15 times. I lied a lot. Excuse my French, Father. I went all the way with this girl.
Don't be embarrassed, my son. I've heard it all before. I've heard much, much worse than that.
You heard Colonel Ingalls?
I hear that from second graders.
Wow. Wobbly Warhead? You heard that? Selling the Warhead at him?
Years ago.
Low clearance clit? You heard that?
Dwarf cock.
Rosenberger?
Scrotum breath.
Albino beaver?
Iguana tits.
You know what you used to call nuns? Penguin pussy.
Bangy bottom.
Madam Overing?
Slime slit.
Mashy nipple lick?
Bug nuts.
Cock nose?
Vagina.
Oriental crack?
Superdome pussy.
Afterbirth on toast? It's pizza.
Punk piss.
Still really slam?
Food pus.
Rude rhino clit?
Rhino clit? That's disgusting. That's terrible. Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? You eat with that mouth? Garbage mouth.
Garbage mouth, toilet tongue, sewer mouth, sewer chute.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
So you thought you could just sneak out of here like the last 8 years never happened, huh? Just leave somebody else lost in bed when y'all ride off into the sunset. Just a gang of white collar thugs. Chicken horses like a pink soldier with live action figures. Back in your pockets while you pour those fries. And you got the audacity to call yourself a grand old party? Let me tell you what y'all really are. GOP stand up through your own pack of words. If you take away those chicken red next to them, it was never supposed to be misunderstood. And these chicken horses never up to no good. You got a foot in our ass, knife in our back, sending four kids off the diet in Iraq. While they have a few already, a friend drinking eggs, and I'm still hanging out at the grocery store. So many of you I despise. Can I get all the fries? Go with the fries? You're trying to force us and act like the genius. But if you see a Jackson and Smith, you just believe us. Off the old rules like you did in Florida. Hijack the nation with your new world army. Couldn't control it back then, John McCain. So you find a cold kid with a Marshall brain. Yeah, Carl Rove, you found your front. And I know you got an organ for that dance. Couldn't make yourself because you're too soft and weak. So pathetic, Timmy Herman would call you a geek. You could never play John Wayne like George Bush. Had the country folk back and he's the real McCoy. Here's the Bible, there's a problem, just a game of thrones. We got gone by the devil's zone. GOP stand up in your own pack of words. If you take away the chicken red next to them, it was never used to us, it was understood. And these chicken hearts never up to no good. Got a foot in
back. Sipping old kids off the diet I rack. While they have the two already. Or drag drinking egg and mice to hanging out at the gap. You're kind, why you smile like you're constipated? Tell that to the secretary, why she paid? Cause you all up on them like some goofy shit. If you're so smart, how you on a dummy dick? Talking about I'm married to the president. Sound like a psycho war resident. See his wife name tickles and she ain't black. Then again, ain't on you, you pass for that. All I see is a token, a broken hope. Didn't pay up by the system, it's time to go. Going about having sense to walk out the door. But you probably wish the hell if you told you so. See, they took you to your spine and they propped you up. Just to add a splash of color, seem less corrupt. You just can't sign it, whatever shit they do. As much more on your hands as the rest of the crew. You don't be standing up in your impeccable rules. You take away the shit you're getting next to them. It was never used to us, it was understood. That these chicken hearts never up to no good. Got a flip in our ass, knife in our back. Sending four kids off and died in Iraq. While they have the two already. Black drinking, making lives to hang out at the gas. Should've run and call your dick when you the opposite. Just a gigantic pussy with some crooked lips. When you had a chance to serve a man, you just ran in the front and for every finger on your hand. That's five low chances to show some heart, but you ain't got one. Guess that's why you falling apart. Had to get screwed off with a name that fool. You didn't give it all up just to save some booty. Missing every single prayer, but your man, you shot. Wish you had at least to see to close your eyes and rock. Cause I never knew people till I saw your face. And the devil didn't even want you cause you'll take his place. Pulling strings, get your company in a fat no bitch. Poppy tripping off the blood of the marriage kid. Mr. Shane, you want to come all this in for dinner. You and your kind of boys go fuck yourself. You're a piece of stand up in your own pet woods. If you take away the shit you're wearing next to them. It was never news to us, it was understood. And these chicken hearts never up to no good. Got a foot in our ass, knife in our back. Sending those kids up to die. I rack one thing to the super already more threat, drinking eight mice to hanging out at the gap. In 8 years of Clinton, the economy was strong, cash was cheap, mortgage rates low, property values high. Nobody let out emails or listen to our phone calls. And over 4,000 US families had some of their love left around. Life. I mean, the worst Clinton did was he shined up in Oval Office. Y'all put the mass murders and ignoring traitors and spit on the Constitution. But no matter how low you sink, you'll always have the chili to drink. The little bars, the handy, the best deal of violence. Then you got your water players. Matt Drudge, Michael Savage, Michelle Malkin, Dennis Prager, Neil Brooks, Melody Gordon, Bill Cunningham, Laura Ingram, Richie Lauer, Dick Morris, Danny Colton, and all the other race baiters I forgot. Divide them in countries that unite us just to get a check. There's a special place in the hottest part of hell of all y'all. Joe Lieberman, Senator Joe Lieberman, y'all can have that wine.
Did you think I was stupid, Ramsey? Don't ever put your fork in my plate. I don't like that shit. Love. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I'm proud to be associated with the pro-life movement, and very proud of my record of refusing to crack down on the tougher pro-life people who took action. I'm proud to have defended them. And I want to encourage the administration today to stay on the course that they are on, to seek common ground, to restrict the access, at least a little more, and to kind of back off the issue and stay shivering and taking in their hands like so many of their peers. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
We're fine. Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Long Hole, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of that effort, bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up as well. Sunday, June 14th, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Our runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Tom Tancredo. Tom Tancredo, taking his cue from Honduras, who banned emergency contraception on the false premise that it was an abort-efficient, not that it should matter if it was, declared that emergency contraception should be banned. Mr. Tom Tancredo declared that emergency contraception, quote, cheapens human life and simply uses a woman's body to dispose of the child instead of a doctor. Yes, he's that retarded. Is he in a rubber room in a straitjacket? No, he is a prominent American politician and loudmouth. Tom Tancredo, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads to a very special recipient, and we didn't want to give it to one specific individual, so we're going to say that tonight, Asshole of the Week is the apologists of the white power movement, of the Nazi movements, the people who issued half-assed comments after the Holocaust museum shootings, and the leaders of the anti-choice movement who made nearly identical statements, attempting to deceive the public by saying that
the first sounds for asshole of the week.
First, Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Thank you. The leaders who issue these statements in an attempt to mislead the public that their organizations do not represent the acts that have happened in the last few weeks, and that they are not hate mongers like their pundits and their supporters, but attempting to say that these were lone wolves who did not represent their organization, when their ties to the organization cannot be denied and has been proven multiple times over. To the anti-choice leaders and the white power and Nazi and white supremacist leaders who attempt to deceive and distance themselves from the terrorists who recently committed violent acts, you are assholes of the week. Okay, we heard enough of the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Hoare, the 2009 version. Report suspicious activity did Guantanamo. Anthrax did Parasite. Carlito Brilliante did the GOP. Deborah and Kevin from the band Devi did the VoltaRadio.com station ID and promo for The Reverend Is In. Goldfinger did Fuck Ted Nugent. From National Lampoon, you heard Confession. The Depraved did Stupidity Maketh the Man and Shout. And started off with Corrosion of Conformity doing Holier. This is Reverend Bookburner. Show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Tribute to Dr. Tiller, Victim of Terrorism. And there's pages and pages of shit that I'm not going to get into because we're out of time. So a few quick things, and then we'll play our closing tune and get out of here. If I don't fuck it up, when I play the Volta playlist at the very end, I'll play you an old show, probably from the series The Trial of George W. Bush from last March, since I know those are loaded up here. And we play the Volta playlist to keep it streaming, because that is necessary to do an internet streaming station. And see a couple of videos to watch, especially in keeping with tonight's theme. Citizen Ruth, which is hilarious. You'll love the Clinic Defenders, I'm sure. And it is very eye-opening. The scene in which Ruth, the main character played by Laura Dern, goes into an anti-choice fake clinic, which really do exist and are all over the place, usually called pregnancy care centers, and even worse, dissing the name of a great band, ABBA. But anyway, Citizen Ruth is a great film, and the film, not the book, The Handmaid's Tale, which is also on DVD. And the new presentation that was on public broadcast system after Dr. Tiller's murder, Abortion Clinics Under Siege, Is This the New Face of Domestic Terrorism? Which is, we linked it at reverendbookburn.com. I'm pretty sure it's PBS www.ndbands.org. And that also is recommended. Okay, things to do list. If you are the corporate media, this is an after Dr. Tiller's killing. Things to do list. If you were the corporate media, pretend that 25 years, or actually more, of terrorism did not happen. If you are Operation Rescue or other violent groups, pretend to not be associated with the shooters and bombers who get caught. If you are a corporate clinic, temporarily beef up security and take a very strong, take very stupid advice from the National Abortion Federation and other dangerous buffoons, including now. If you are a corporate choice organization, don't forget to send that second fundraising letter, you, like every time somebody gets killed. If you are Father Pavone and Randall Terry, keep seeking as much media attention as you can and kind of half-ass distancing of yourselves from the perpetrator of violence. And is that all? Oh, and politicians, be sure to maintain a soft, weak response. Act like it's not really a problem. And best of all, be sure to kiss the ass of the American Christian Taliban and start passing restrictive laws and tightening up on access to reproductive services. Okay, Randall Terry, in his unbelievable statements after Dr. Tiller's killing, announced to the world that he is available for comment and published his number and is available for interviews and comments. And so this is the published number, Randall Terry. Please don't call this number. Randall Terry, 904-687-9804. But please don't call it. But just for informational purposes, Randall Terry's phone number is 904-687-9804. And speaking of prankage, there is, we are getting more and more prizes. And for the prank, the anti-choice movement contest, it has to be harmless. Gross and nasty is negotiable, but we prefer funny on this show. But most definitely, it has to be harmless. You can win a copy of Not the Bible, probably music and movies, but we're not sure what we're going to get for that. The people, of course, donate these prizes. And you can get a copy of Not the Bible and either or both of Paul Krasner's new books, which are Who's to Say What's Obscene? Politics, Culture, and Comedy in America Today, with a foreword by Arianna Huffington. And the other book, In Praise of Indecency, Dispatches from the Valley of Porn. All of those from are possible prizes for the prank, the anti-choice movement contest. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, which is Rev Bookburn without a period, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. News updates, information, all the playlists, and the links to the Radio for All archives, always at reverendbookburn.com. The show will probably be at Radio for All, Radio Numeral for All.net, in about a week. On the YouTube channel is at youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. Next week, for balance, since we're always advocating balance along with deprogramming and making the deprogramming process fun, for balance to the string of heavy themes, next week is probably part one, because it's already growing into a show and a half. Pot and Porn, a celebration. And the Reverend is celebrating getting through another cancer scare. And the news was good, so we're celebrating. And we wanted to celebrate Pot and Porn and some of the things that keep life happy and manageable in these crazy times and in this crazy fucking system and culture. So, next week, June 21st, Pot and Porn, a celebration, and probably followed by a part two, and both probably with live guests, and hopefully the introduction of Mother Teresa. That ought to be fun. Let's play a closing tune. After the closing tune, I'll try to play you an old show from earlier this year. We're going to play a closing track from a live album by the Buzzcocks. This track is entitled "Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have?" Good night.
I'm falling in love with someone you shouldn't have.
After that. I'd like to dedicate this to all the soldiers fighting in Berkeley. You know what soldiers I'm talking about. And, the soldiers fighting in Vietnam, too. We'd like to dedicate to them. And dedicate to other people that might be fighting wars, too, but within themselves, not facing up to the realities. Thank you.
a farmer. But your bullets still knock me down in the ground. Still shoot me down, baby. Back in the ground, back in the ground. The same way you shoot me down, baby. You be going just the same. And you're all self to blame. Yeah, yeah, machine gun. Three times.
times the pain and you own self the blame. Lord, you're she the sounds we really don't want to hear no more, except in cartoons and in circuses and whatever, places where public saxophones are blowing.